your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Karina Holstrom.
Teenagers being held by police after a 16-year-old was stabbed to death at a school in Aberdeen. Bailey Gwynn died during his lunch break at Colts Academy yesterday. The school will stay shut for the rest of the week. Pupils Amy and Mary can't believe what's happened.
I just heard three lessons and everyone gasped at the same time. You couldn't, like, believe it had happened.
Because it's at school, everyone's come together and I think it's united the school.
Yeah.
But it's also sad in the school and everyone's very, very shocked.
The timetable's finally been set out for the publication of the Iraq Inquiry. Its chair, Sir John Chilcot, told Downing Street the text will be complete by April, but it won't be ready for the public to see until June or July. That'll mean it will have taken 7 years to complete. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says the Prime Minister's written back to Sir John.
He said, whilst it is welcome, of course, that there is now a clear end in sight for your inquiry, I am disappointed, and I know the families of those who served in Iraq will also be disappointed that you do not believe it will be logistically possible to publish your report until early summer.
A man who suffered a broken cheekbone in an unprovoked attack in Herne Bay has told KMFM he's now too frightened to go out at night. Tim Platt was lured out of a pub by two men earlier this month. They claimed his car was being vandalised, but when he got outside, they attacked him. The 52-year-old says he can't understand why he was targeted.
I got hit from behind by something. Next thing I know, I was coming to and there was a bloke over the top of me punching me and screaming for my phone. I was actually just completely bewildered and in shock, in a lot of pain at the time. Certainly knocked my confidence and wonder why on earth that someone would do that. You know, what for, you know? Doesn't make any sense. I won't go into walk into Herne Bay at night and think nothing of it. But now I'm thinking, well, I don't want to run into anyone like that. I drove to Whitstable to watch Liverpool play a couple of nights ago instead of walking up to the local pub, which is what I would have done in the past.
A lorry driver has been taken to hospital with a suspected broken pelvis following a serious crash that closed the M20 last night. Three lorries collided on the London-bound carriageway between junctions 3 and 2 just before 9 p.m. It took fire crews more than an hour to free the 55-year-old who was trapped in his cab. Investigators say a worn pressure valve that hadn't been checked for 23 years was the cause of a fire on board a P&O ferry. A blaze broke out in the engine room of the Pride of Canterbury as it was approaching Calais last year. More than 450 people had to be evacuated. The company has since completed a programme of modifications to the vessel and three of its other ships. Now, campaigners fighting to keep Manston Airport open have told KMFM they hope Thanet Council will continue with a compulsory purchase of the site. Council bosses have been advised to reject the plan on the grounds that the US company River Oak haven't put forward enough money to cover the cost of the process. Manston Airport Group Chairman Ruth Bailey says she isn't feeling very hopeful that the purchase will still go ahead.
The hopes, obviously, after 18, 19 months of campaigning, is that the CPO will go ahead with River Oak as the indemnity partner, but expectations at this moment, obviously after the officer's recommendation, it looks a bit bleak.
A meeting to discuss the plans will take place tonight. Local MP Craig McKinley thinks rejecting them would be a mistake.
That seems to be the stumbling block with the TDC officers at the moment. They're expecting River Oak to put up the full potential amount of any purchase on day one, and that just doesn't happen.
KMFM Sport.
Scottish Football Association chief executive says revelations made by outgoing FIFA president Sepp Blatter about the 2018 World Cup are shocking. With more on that and the rest of the sport, here's Joe.
Well, the suspended head of world football's governing body suggested an agreement was in place with Russia to host the 2018 tournament before there was a vote. England spent around £21 million on a failed bid to host it. Stuart Regan says Blatter's claims need to be investigated.
It's really damaging for FIFA. Doesn't do anything for the game when countries, governments, local authorities are spending millions of pounds bidding for major competitions to come to their country, and then to hear that the decision has already been made, it's outrageous.
The West Ham manager says he doesn't expect much transfer activity in the January window. They made 13 signings in the summer, which has helped them move up to third in the Premier League after 10 games. And in rugby, New Zealand have named an unchanged team to face Australia in Saturday's World Cup final. Fly half Dan Carter will be making his last appearance for the All Blacks before stepping down from the international game.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.